You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 11-10. Jorginho Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win is 25-1. This slot for the second straight week for Newcastle. 4 p.m. last week on Sky, and it worked. They beat Liverpool by 2-0. I thought the quality in that game, Lee, was lacking, to say the least. Jorginho Wijnaldum, though, he was brilliant. Difference between the two teams. They got the bit of luck they needed as well with that opening goal, that deflection off Martin Skrtel. I was convinced it was heading towards a 0-0 draw before that moment. It's something Newcastle needed. They badly needed the 3 points and got them last weekend.
Indeed, yeah. But it was at home, wasn't it, obviously? So I think that's it. I think that's a huge difference. You know, yep. Look at that away form. It's absolutely shocking. You know, this season, we can go back to last season if we wanted to, but we don't need to really to demonstrate how bad it is. One win at Bournemouth. And Bournemouth were unlucky that day. Bournemouth had 14 shots on goal. Interestingly, Newcastle won 1-0, and this stat here says they didn't have a shot on target.
Yeah, they were dreadful in that game.
They don't count that as a shot on target. No corners in that game. It was 16-0 to Bournemouth in that match as well for Newcastle. So, you know, you could argue that was a lucky win, or at least lucky to get a win rather than a draw. I like Tottenham. You know, I think, everyone likes Tottenham. 4-11, though. 4-11. Yeah, wow. I mean, there is literally a whole chapter in the Derek McGovern betting Bible dedicated to not backing Tottenham at odds on. And 4-12. I don't even think you went as deep as 4-11 in that chapter, Derek, because I don't think I've ever seen him that short. But they're going to win, I think. That's the problem we've got here. They do all right coming back from Europe. You know, we said last week that they were the best team coming back from Europe. They got the 0-0 draw against Chelsea. The time before that, you know, they got a 1-1 draw at Arsenal. There has been signs of fatigue in this Tottenham team, though.
I was just thinking that.
Harry Kane said it after the Chelsea game, and then the West Brom game, they looked a little bit leggy, I thought.
They looked shattered in that. In that last half hour, West Brom were all over them, and they looked very tired in that game. That's the concern with them. We're recording this prior to their home meeting against Monaco on Thursday night, folks, but I think he might rest a few players tonight, perhaps.
So if he does that, and... I think that should give them the extra bit of freshness they need. Of course, they don't need to, you know, go and win the game. But yeah, I think, you know, looking at that price, I can't go for that. I can't back them at 4-11. I mean, Harry Kane's 4-6 to score any time. I'm not even keen on that, to be honest with you. But I think they'll win the game. It's just how many goals they score. They scored 3 against Villa, 4 against West Ham, 4 against Man City. They had the goalless draws against Liverpool and Chelsea. I think Newcastle are more like the first couple that I mentioned than the last two. So I'm going to go for Harry Kane to get 2 or more here at 14-5. I think they'll win. I think they'll win comfortably against Newcastle. Newcastle conceded 5 at Palace, 3 at Sunderland, 6 at City, 2 at West Ham, 2 at Swansea. You know, they can concede 2 at Tottenham if they have rested players.
If you fancy Tottenham to win and both teams to score, Newcastle have got a few away goals recently. That's 19-10 Tottenham to win and both teams to score. How do you see this, Derek?
Well, it all boils down to prices, this. I mean, Tottenham are 4-11. Lee's saying everybody likes Tottenham, and, you know, it's a large part of the season. They have impressed. But you know what? They played 8 games at home this season, and they've only won 4 of them. In fact, they've only won 6 of their 15 games this season. That sounds to me like a team that's expensive to follow, particularly when you're backing them at 4-11. On the back of a European match as well, it's hardly in their favour. The fact they looked tired last week, it was a pedestrian performance last week. You know, there's many, many reasons for not backing them at 4-11. The only reason for backing them is that the opponents in Newcastle who are useless on the road. 18 goals conceded away from home, this Newcastle team. But there's a big but, isn't there? And they're coming off the back of a result that could have turned their season around. Newcastle badly needed that. It wasn't just so much the result. It was a performance that was totally un-Newcastle-like of the last few seasons. It was full of fight and spirit, and nobody knew they had any of that. I think that was a bit, that result last week was worth more than 3 points to Newcastle. And I'm prepared to have a go at them at 15-2 here. I am. I know that they've been useless away from home, but Tottenham 4-11 doesn't set anybody's pulse rating. And you know, when you're getting odds like this, I'd rather be on. Even if Newcastle went 1-0 down, it would probably be game over. But if it's still 0-0, I think they're in with a chance, Newcastle, because they have got players who can on a given day supply a bit of magic. Okay, it's been few and far between this season, but you don't underestimate what last week did for them. That was the first decent team they've beaten in the entire calendar year 2015, Liverpool.
Yeah,
and that's massive for them. And I think they're meeting Tottenham at just the right time here. I'm going to go for 15-2 Newcastle.
Okay, Newcastle for Derek, 15-2. Lee going with Harry Kane to get two or more at 14-5.
Harsh on Northampton Town that day. Beating 4-1 in the cup. You remember that game?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.